None but the hungry heart. 7:3. Now and forever free. Waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 1, verses 7 and 8. We can trust him for our matriculation here, and we can trust him for our examination and graduation in glory. That word blameless may be translated unimpeachable or unaccusable. In other words, when we stand at last at the judgment seat of Christ, God himself is going to see to it that no charge can stand against any believer, because the Lord Jesus has atoned for all our sins with his own precious blood. Every failure in life will be dealt with there, and all the wood, hay, and stubble will be burned in the fire of that day, and we shall stand before the Lord unimpeachable, unaccusable. Instead of my sins being between myself and him as before, it is himself who is now between me and my sins, and the one who has thus interposed has given me to know that in the doing it he has brought me to himself and turned my heart to his own praise. He has borne the judgment due to my sin and condemned sin in the flesh. In the person of my substitute, I am clear from and carried beyond the judgment for ever. The power of death is annulled, and that of Satan finally broken. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Shall God that justifieth? Who is he that condemneth? Shall Christ that died? Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Romans 8:33 and 34.